If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Hey everybody, it's your girl Camila, and it's the last show of Bad Girls Club season finale, and it is the final countdown.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, it's a remix. What is this?
I like this remix.
I like it too.
Like an LL Cool J.
It makes me want to do like the bounce. Hey, I like this little tune. What's up? Everybody, Kristen Kelly cannot be here today, unfortunately, but we miss you, girl, and we're in the studio with my other co-hosts tonight, and I'm going to take over, so you guys got to bear with me because this is my first time doing a host.
And doing I feel good. Excited. You're doing so good.
Thank you. Already coming in smooth. I'm still making this tune, though, right?
Me too. I don't want it to stop.
Welcome to the Bad Girls Club.
That's the only part we know.
Yeah, that is the only part we know. So this is the season finale. Tonight is the final countdown. I'm here. My name is Camila. You can catch me on Instagram and Twitter at I am Camila P and the real Camila P. And to my left, we have our lovely co-host. Introduce yourself.
Hey, y'all. Kayla KC, season 3. And you can find me on Instagram. That's going to be Back by Popular Demand. That's with 2Ks, y'all. And then you can also find me on my Twitter and my Snapchat at Bad Girl KC.
And I'm Oliver Drennan. You can find me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. And I'll, yeah, if you're tuning in live, I'm chatting Dreamer with y'all. So, yeah, I get your questions, your comments ready. Like, got to turn up right now.
And tonight, if you guys want to call in, we're going to take calls at the end of the show. If you guys have anything to say, questions, concerns about the last episode, the number is 424-256-1633. Once again, 424-256-1633. And we will be taking calls at the end of the show. So, it's the last episode.
Already?
I didn't realize it was the last episode either.
Each season going by, it's like less and less episodes. I don't know if anyone else has noticed that, but they're like, I don't know, the producers, they're just like...
usually it's 12.
Yeah, or 13 even.
Or 13 even,
yeah.
Even sometimes.
I don't know.
10? 9?
Yeah.
I don't think it was that many.
There was only one replacement this season, yeah. So...
I feel like for my season it was 10.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I haven't been on it in a long time.
I think I only had 10 DVDs.
I only have 10 DVDs.
I think so.
They sent you those DVDs, right?
They did, yeah.
Beforehand, right?
I'm missing one, so Amber, I might need you to get me the season where we got, or the episode where we got into the fight, actually. My dogs bit it up.
Oh, man.
I was so pissed, too. Like.
Well, this season was a bit much, and, I mean, you have your favorites. You have your East versus West. Mm-hmm. We have Kiara, DeShayla, Sayura. Mm-hmm. I forgot the other girl that
Fran.
Was married. Fran.
Oh, Susan.
Susan. I don't even remember her that much, yeah. But she definitely made a bang at the first, you know, mm-hmm. couple of episodes. But this episode, the girls come back from Vegas, and Seven and Kiara is pissed. They're mad because, I mean, they... What happened?
Because Key, you know how Key was really drunk, and you know, my condolences to her uncle that passed away.
Yeah,
but you know, sure. She got really drunk, and then she confronted Bree because Bree was saying, "Oh well, you know, Key, she should stop talking all this, blah blah blah." Because and then she confronted Bree in like the hallway at the suite.
Yes,
and then you know, Key was the one who initiated the fight, and she put her hand on her throat. And so, you know, Bree, being Bree, she's not going to take that, obviously. So she defended herself, and mm-hmm. as anyone, I feel like, should, you know?
Should, yes.
Right. Hello.
Throat, neck.
Throat,
action.
Neck. Yeah. Kind of cut throat right here.
I know, that's bad. Horrible.
And so, yeah. Basically, you know, Key, she wanted to, get revenge by, you know, bum rushing her in a sense.
So do you think it was fair or right to wait for them to come in the house and just ambush them? Because Big Key, as I call her, she's basically came in and said, I got ambushed. Like, everybody just attacks and it was attack mode. Do you feel like that was right or do you feel like they deserved it? What do you guys think?
I mean, they came straight forward at him. Mm-hmm. But still, I feel like they weren't ready. Like,
oh, they definitely weren't ready. If
you she got food.
You ain't got to get ready.
But let me not talk, though. Because no, I mean, you know, we all happens. Have our downfalls. But no, at the end of the day, I did feel like it was kind of like, whoa, they had their bags. They weren't ready. But I kind of feel like they should have mentally prepared for that to be a possibility when they came in the house the next day. Like, they were all just in La La Land. Like, yes.
To have, like, had that fight. We had so much
fun.
Mm-hmm. I think they felt like it was over, but I think Key and Seven were like determined to do what they were going to do.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code Spotify for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
The other girls are girls that don't harp on those things.
Yeah.
And then
Seven,
Yeah.
They don't let stuff slide, which I can agree with that too, because I'm kind of like the I hope grudges sometimes too, so I'm guilty.
But even you could totally tell that though, because Bree say, you know, they supported Key and you know, her music, so like they definitely you know, they don't have to like them, but like still that shows a lot about their character. But you know, they hold grudges, Seven and Kiara or Key Marie, whatever. I got that really confused, but I guess Key Marie is like her stage name. I don't know, but like basically she did that to get back at her, but yet it was Key who started the fight, and Key got her ass handled. Basically, so
she did. I feel like Bree like really handled her at that moment, and I feel like she wanted revenge, so she had to come back.
We're talking
like
about
the first fight that can't lead to the second fight.
And you see, Key turned around.
Exactly,
like I said, she was running from that fight. Okay,
you know what?
She
my
started
mother
running.
Was having a debate with my little cousin. They're like trying to figure out if she ran or not. My mom's like,
I wish
no,
I was there for
she
this
wasn't
combo.
Scared. She wasn't scared. And my cousin's like, she was. She turned around. My mom's like, no, she wasn't. She had nowhere else to go. So my mom was on your side, Key. And I was like, Mom, we covered this last week, and I feel like she could have, like, you know, just went in for it. But hey, you know, sometimes people can get the best of you, and sometimes you don't know what's coming your way, like a little punch here and there. So I feel her. So Sayora is going on to, she wants to open up a hookah lounge. So she has this guy named Nathan come over. That's the owner of Star Hookah Lounge. And to me personally, it looks like Mr. Nathan and Sayora have something going on.
They're holding hands. Their chemistry
is like all booed up, but he's a cute and attractive guy. So I don't. Hey, Sarah, you're single, so do what
I was
you
saying
do,
that
girl.
Too. I put that Nathan is cute. I put cute.
That's funny when our notes probably say, like, our notes are like, he is fine.
Right?
Do y'all like hookah? Like, I don't do hookah anymore. I used to be really into it when I first started school when I transferred, and like, I don't do it anymore.
I'm not really like a big hookah person, but I think if I'm at a party and if the setting is right, then I'll hit it a couple of times.
Yeah.
Right. But it's just too much to keep up with the little nipple. Then I can't, you know.
Right. I like how you call it the nipple.
Like, you know, the little nip that you put in so that you can keep, you know, sanitized and keep everything clean.
I think the last time I did it, like, I got sick. Like, I don't know. Like,
really?
I used to be so into it.
Honestly,
but
I did get a little throat
maybe
the last time that I did hookah, but it wasn't at Hollywood hookah. So
it made me like queasy.
Shout out to them.
It looked
them,
like
actually.
That was Hollywood, like old Hollywood hookah, because of the big window, so I don't know. Maybe they just changed the name.
Like
but
the, for looked, her party?
Back in the day, I knew
well, for her, yeah, for her hookah party. But that's a great, dope idea and adventure to
is.
Go
that's
for.
Cool.
I think Sayora is, like, you know, looking to do a lot of things in the business. And I like that this season that they showed a lot of business ventures.
I know,
versus
right?
just a lot of the fighting.
think they had to put in, like, you know,
something.
Yeah, because, like,
they did something that was, to me, different than they did from other seasons.
Mm-hmm. I always think, like, maybe they should give these girls, like, a job or something on the side, or something productive.
I mean, they did
that
the first two seasons before. Like, in the very beginning, like, even on Tanisha's season, they had the girls doing, like, parties where they were hosting them. They were putting them together.
Right.
And it was an actual project, a job.
I think I remember that.
So, yeah, they had it early on. I don't know why they shifted from that, even though they were saying that it was still about making us better and blah blah blah, but I feel like, you know,
I think they just tried a lot of different things to see if stuff would work with different girls. It didn't work for us when they tried to get us to promote stuff, and it's like, oh, you get a dollar a person that comes in. It's like, well, what if nobody comes in and we've been passing out flyers for 6 to 3, you know?
I wasn't with it. Yeah, and then they made ours a competition to walk in down Hollywood Boulevard in lingerie. Like, crazy. What a great competition that is, womanizing asses.
But even then, like you guys said, like, yeah, it's cool that they all had their... They basically, I think Susan is the only one who didn't get to do, like, experience. Her... Yeah. Uh-huh. But everyone else had, like, the, you know, Fran with her...
Rockstar.
Yeah, hype woman. And then, you know, Key with the rapper, you know. So that was pretty cool. Like, I didn't even realize that until you guys said that.
I know, because Big Key had the dating service. What would that be? Like, a concierge or something?
Yeah, she had that,
And she said she really wanted to, like, pursue that. So I think that's cool.
Well,
and
I
then
hope
she
all
has
the
a
ladies
degree.
Continue to do whatever they, you know, set their heart out to. Because, you know, this is the land of opportunity. Come out here, get it while you can. And use that 15 minutes or whatever to something bigger or better and keep it, you know, flourishing. So, yeah, DeShayla. She's feeling a little bit torn between the two because she has friends on this side, she has friends on the other side, but she doesn't know how to kind of balance the two without getting in between of the drama that's going on. And I feel so sorry for her because it seems like she really wants to be friends with both. And she's like, I want to be loyal to you guys, but I want to have fun too. And it's like, what do you guys feel on that? Like, do you feel like she's being disloyal because these are girls that have been disrespectful to the other group, or do you feel like it's just...
I don't think so. Honestly, I think that DeShayla is being true to herself, and I think that initially on, she easily identified with Key and Seven, so that's why she went with that crowd. And then as time goes on, she starts to see, like, wait a minute, like, we're not as much, like, we have things that are similar, but it seems like, you know, our personalities as far as happy and just being carefree, she's definitely a lot more of that. And I think that's why even the angry girls kind of like her too, because she's like the cool one that's down for whatever, hanging out, happy, dancing, whatever.
She seems like a fun girl. She does. She just seems like she's quiet and, like, in reserve until she's comfortable a little bit.
Yeah.
Because sometimes, even though I know I can turn up, it's like sometimes around certain people, I'm like, I don't know if I really want to give you guys my full me.
You might, I understand.
You know?
So I understand.
Kind of feel that way. And I just feel like,
yeah, I can commend, like, Key and Seven being so, like, to the point of being so loyal. But at the same time, Shay, no one's ever really, like, done anything bad to Shay, you know? So, like, why is it so bad if she hangs out with the other girls? Because none of the girls ever did anything back to her. Shay's the one who spit in Fran's face, so she had to get an apology from Fran. So, and it's kind of like, Key, Seven, why are you so mad that, you know, Shay's hanging with the other girls? She never did anything bad to those girls.
Those are women that guys are going to have to watch out for in relationships because they're going to be super controlling and they're going to want to control everything about it.
That's scary.
Yeah.
But, moving on in the episode, Sayora basically gets, you know, to showcase her hookah flavor. I don't know what flavor it was.
Sayora.
There's some Sayora flavor.
But we don't know what flavor.
Taste of Sayora.
But it's the taste of Sayora.
They said it smelled good. Like,
right. But I think it's supposed to taste good, too. But I guess they said it tastes good. It looked like everybody was in a trance. And
I know, right?
It looked like everybody was high.
What was that? It reminded me of, like, some Chopped and Screwed.
It was so dramatic.
I was like, is this a scene? Everybody's like, that ain't weed, y'all. But you know what? They probably felt like, you know, let's just pretend that we're high at this point.
The editing is everything.
Right.
You know?
Editing.
So while the girls are out, the Seven and Kiara, is it Kiara, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Kiara, right?
Key.
We'll say Lil Key. They get kicked off. And they come back, they pack their bags, they're talking about how, you know, they're the baddest, and they went out with a bang, and they said that they were going to go out with a bang, and if they left, that they want to go out together, and I just feel like they could have stayed longer, you know?
Yeah.
I don't even think the fight was kind of necessary. I think they just really wanted to spice something up and cause a little, you know, extra little drama, but, I mean, you guys went home, and your friend comes back to Shayla, you guys didn't leave a note, anything. Do you feel that was wrong? Do you think that they was being shady?
Kayla, you brought up the whole point of, like, maybe someone telling, like, oh, yeah, Shay went out with the girls, and maybe they told Shay that they were already going home, even though they didn't know?
Yeah, no. What I was saying, basically, is that the girls were out. So I don't know if editing did something funny there, but the girls were out. So they assumed that DeShayla knew that they were leaving. Mm-hmm. So they expected a note, but DeShayla didn't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then they left. So it was kind of like, you know, they were both basically saying the same things about each other. So I think that's a total miscommunication. Mm-hmm. I hope they can get that together at the reunion. And I hope that the other two girls are not going to be like on DeShayla about the fact that she's, you know, friends with everybody. Like, that's her choice. If she didn't have any issues, or whether she did or she didn't, like, I
think. And Shayla was crying, and I think that she had genuine tears. She felt bad, like, damn, you know. But at the end of the day, she said she had a good time with the other girls, so moving right along.
I don't know. Editing was funny on that, too, because I thought I saw her smile.
It's just jealousy with Key, because, you know, obviously in past episodes, Key's just been really jealous about the attention not being on her. Yeah. Shay got attention, like, I think, a couple episodes back. And so now that Shay's giving attention to the other girls, mm-hmm. You know, Key's pissed off. So I don't know. Like, no. Like, no. I can't get behind you, Key. I'm sorry. No, I'm not.
I'll try.
Well, you know, wah.
I mean, they going home.
So. Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, continuing on with the episode, it's funny because, you know, they have this bucket list. This bucket list is the first time they've ever did this on an episode. So now the score, I think, is like, it was like, what, 94, 84, 104?
Yeah, it was pretty high, yeah.
It was pretty high.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Number, and so now the West Coast and East Coast girls are going at it. They're all friends, but
I don't think the West Coast girls knew that it was going on or that they were pushing so hard.
Well, I think they noticed once they were going after the ice cubes going up at the butt, because that's when Sayora was like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm putting the, you know, the ice cubes up the butt. So now it gets deep. They're, you know, they find out that they can have a VIP treatment. They don't know what type of VIP treatment it's going to be. So they're just going
just
in.
Just a helicopter ride, though. That was it.
I mean, there's Sky Zone.
That still was not VIP.
They did opera, food fights. They did phone sex with a friend on the phone. I thought that all of these little things were funny. And, like, it made a little, like, the episode actually interesting, because it showed the girls having fun. Right.
Which is being, you never see that.
In the club, and you never see that. You only see, like, so much drama going into towards each other. So I think that was a dope, like, concept of the new season, which is now. And hopefully they'll be picked up by another network.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
VH1.
I know, right?
VH1. I think VH1 will be great, and it'll expand better.
They already have connections with VH1, so I totally think.
So the score is 104-104 tie. They thought that they were so far ahead with the East Coast, and they weren't. So now it gets even more intense, and the battle is like, seriously. So they take a blow up doll, and this blow up doll, supposedly people have sex with this doll.
I ain't having no sex with no doll.
That's usually what people do with blow-up dolls.
And I just think that if you have to have sex with a doll, then you need to reevaluate life.
Yeah.
It does not look comfortable, I'll say that. Like, it's plastic and... No.
They had to wax a guy's chest. Would you let somebody wax your chest?
Well, there's no hair to wax.
Really? You don't have any chest?
No.
Nowhere?
No.
Do you get your...
Okay,
like,
I get...
Do you get your manpower wax?
I don't get a wax.
You don't?
No.
So you're like bushed.
I'm not.
Camilla, what
this
the
is
hell?
Girl club. I
this
mean,
is like
love.
The hot seat. Well, I do a little scaping though.
Okay, so you have like a rejuvenated vagina.
Oh! Oh my gosh.
Ooh, I'm getting a little red.
Don't let me get you back.
This girl's coming for me. Why is she
my eyes over here so watering hard. Make sure my eyelashes ooh, stay girl. On now.
So, West Coast or East Coast? Ooh. Well, we going with?
You already know we going West Coast.
West Coast?
From the West Coast.
I'm from the West Coast. I'm going for the West Coast. Mm-hmm. Hopefully the West Coast wins. And, you know, they went to the club. They did a lot of different activities in the club. Some weird stuff, waxings, everything. And when we get back home, they find out who wins. And it's the East Coast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was like, womp, womp.
I feel West like when she brought that on the thing. I was like, we are such sore losers. Like, West Coast people, I think.
I am. I am in real life. Really I am in real life.
We're really competitive. And we're like, we don't want to give the East Coast nothing.
Yeah,
we're like,
I know, right?
No.
Yeah.
So I think that was funny. And the... They won a skyscraper, excuse me, VIP treatment, which I think that was fun. They spent around the skyscraper.
Y'all
I
mean, never did that?
I've never done it.
I did it before.
Oh.
Actually, at that? Mm-hmm. Oh, I've never done it. Yeah, I'm going to Google it and I'm
going to try it. U.S. Bank Tower?
No. Not the helicopter.
I've done a helicopter. I've done a helicopter. Oh.
Just the slide.
Oh.
It's really quick. Other, it's like
yeah,
nothing.
No.
It's
oh, it's nothing?
I've been
oh,
to the top, just, but I haven't
it. Seems fun, but.
It's nice. It's like a nice view.
I thought they were going to get like you know,
like a massage,
yeah, like a massage, a 5-star dinner,
nope. Right?
You know, that's maybe what have a little hot candy sitting in front
some
of them,
dinner, some
hot
lobster
guys at the
yeah.
end.
Yeah,
like, I would like that.
Okay,
but guess who falls asleep during this ride? How do you fall asleep during? She said the
that was actually funny.
She said the elevation,
Kiki.
Kiki, oh my god, she's a comedian. She's okay. funny.
She is. Funny.
I'm like, girl, you are hilarious.
Oh my gosh, I wish you were here when she came. Like, oh my god.
I was like, why do I always miss the days when like all the you know?
Oh, yeah.
But I mean, hey, Kiki, girl, you know y'all in LA.
She's in Vegas. I mean, so
I'll be in Vegas soon, but. Oh. You know me, I have a baby now, so I'm just like, mm-hmm. sometimes I can get away. Sometimes
priorities.
Well,
baby comes first.
Yes.
Yeah, she definitely
but you
does.
Can still turn up.
Oh, I can definitely still turn up. And I turn up with her with me, not in a bad way. You know, I don't do too much, but no, it's like yeah. in a family setting,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's how you have to party nowadays.
Yep.
Family setting style, you know. So, bittersweet. Everybody is going home.
Mm.
They start to get calls.
Oh, yeah.
All the girls are reminiscing on their, you know, experiences, their past, their fights, their bullshit, I guess, do you want to say? So, out of all the girls, who do you say that was your favorite from the season? Who was your least favorite?
Bree definitely was my favorite, personally. Mm-hmm. I just yeah. think she was the most, she was the realest. She was the most consistent to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think my least favorite was definitely Kiara.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really surprised when, like, Bree went home first, just because, to me, like, I don't know. She was, like, the baddest, if you mm-hmm. want to call her. So I was expecting her to go home, like, last. But she was a replacement, so, like, oh, we got to get the replacement home first. But right. what about you?
For me, my two favorites, honestly, are the young ladies we met. I really liked Sayora, but I definitely liked Big Key mm-hmm. and Bree. Mm-hmm. Like, especially once I met them, like, yeah. personality, mm-hmm. like, so chill, so down to earth. I love that. And you could already tell that they're really about
right.
having fun mm-hmm. and just like, girl, like, right. we make you feel so comfortable, mm-hmm. even if you're uncomfortable.
Right.
So I really like that about them. For me, I'm really disappointed that actually my least favorite is Key Marie. Like, mm-hmm. I didn't want it to be my least favorite.
Right.
She's from my city. Like, we from the same city. I wanted to be like, yeah, bitch, what's up? Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, it's really, like, hard for me to say that. And throughout the season, I tried to, every time I was like, ooh, this is a moment where, mm-hmm. like, I'm getting the breakthrough. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, my God, like, I think a tear came down right now, you know, with the little moment with her and her mom. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
And then... disappointed.
She just has that guard up, you know? And
yeah.
she doesn't have to.
Maybe, honestly, after Bad Girls and seeing herself, because I know for me, and a lot of people want to compare me and Key,
mm-hmm.
Hair, edges, attitudes, everything, okay?
Wait, you said
so,
edges.
Girl, bye, everything, okay? They saying that my weave look like hers, hers look like mine. Well, she is after me, so therefore she looks like me. Just remember that.
Oh, but, okay. I thought you said she came after you. I'm like, no,
well,
did
she's,
she?
You know, she's, this is seasons later. So.
No, I mean that, but I thought you were saying like coming physically after you.
No.
Like, also, I was about to say, oh my God, it's not that deep. We're just hosts that just commentate. We don't want friction or fucking fight. You know?
We're just stating right? our opinion. That's like.
No, yeah, but at the end of the day, I really, really wanted to like Key.
Mm.
So.
It was really hard to.
Yeah. I would have to say my favorite, just because I'm a humorous person and I like to laugh, and she seems like a life, like a little butterball of fun. I would have to say Big Key. She grew on me because at first I was like, oh, you know. But I like the fact that she held her own. Uh-huh. She has a voice. She has an opinion about her, how she feels about certain stuff. And I love the fact that she was able to have fights and still got up and was like, I don't give a damn. You know?
That part.
I lost that. But shit, she was like, fuck it. I got ambush. Like, this, it's just so funny, like, little comments that she would say would make you be like, okay, she's real. You know, she's not trying to put on a front and say, hey, I got the baddest, I'm the baddest, and I beat everybody up. Because in reality, you don't. And we win some, we lose some, you know? So for me...
She just lost a whole bunch.
And I didn't really get to... I think Brie is actually a cool person, too. Yeah. I think her personality, by seeing her. Sayora, I think she's a very sweet girl. Mm-hmm. I think she is bad in her own way. Mm-hmm. I think she's, like, sexy bad. Like, you know, very, like...
And smart bad, too. She's smart.
Yeah, smart. Very smart. And who else was there? Fran, I think she just goes with the flow. She just wants to have a butter, like, a good time. I mean, I wouldn't probably hang out with a Fran, but she's a nice girl. You know what I mean? And... same as you, bittersweet with Key, because it's like, oh, you're from the West Coast, like, you know, and it's not like I don't like her, it's the fact that I just feel like we all been there where she's at.
No, yeah.
And I can't even judge her, because I know when I was on my season, I sat there and did a lot of things that, would I take it back? No, because at that moment.
That's how you felt.
Wait, are you talking about season 8?
Just my season in general, okay. And just, you know, having fights on television with Bad Girls Club, you know. Mm-hmm. I'm saying she... you know, you turn up and you do things, and she's still young. So, you know, we're 30 and we're older now.
But she was like one of the older ones in the house.
She was 25, I believe.
But I agree.
But I definitely feel like she has that spicy attitude that she just has to grow. Like, still to this day, people, I have to pull myself back, you know? Mm-hmm. Because people will test you and people will push you to a button, and we really don't know what she's been through, what she's going through, what, you know, that it's just a lot that you can go through. Like, people think that you can put this happy face on and expect you to be, okay, bam, I'm all together. No, life hits you sometimes, and I just think that, you know... God bless her. I wish her the best in her rap skills, in her rap game. Mm-hmm. And I just feel like, you know, Key, you're not my favorite, but you're not my worst, because I've been there before, and I just can't put you down like that because I've been there. So I would be a hypocrite saying, oh, bitch, you this, you that, because I've done the same thing. Snuck up on people, sock people, beat up people, you know? So it's like... we all do it, and it's the end of Bad Girls season.
Well, not we all, but some of us do it. Look, beat up people. Look.
Oh, man.
Not everybody.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there, and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Gets in hand.
Right. Some people get handed their treasures. But we don't want to promote fighting, ladies and gentlemen, because you guys want to walk away from situations. But, you know, sometimes you got to put your hands on bitches.
I like how you said that.
Yep, that's how it happens. And they all have their, you know,
their little goodbyes.
Goodbyes and cries and tears. And I think it was a fun show, actually, despite.
It was. Like, after, honestly, though.
This was the best episode, I think. I feel
like
they didn't
put a lot into a lot. Like,
it was like 30.
Even the goodbye. Yeah. The goodbye wasn't as sentimental as the old ones. Yeah.
It was really rushed.
Yeah.
Everything was definitely rushed. And I feel like they want to just get rid of these bitches. Like, get off the air. But I'm, like, bittersweet on the whole shebang of whole Bad Girls Club. Yeah. Like, going off of Oxygen. Like, Oxygen, shout out to you guys, because you gave me a platform, you gave me a voice, you gave people, like, you gave me fans, you gave me people. So it's more of like, it's a sad, teary moment for us girls.
Yeah, you were in that little package they did, right? At the end of the day, at the end of the day, right?
At the end of the day.
But Bad Girls is done. For now, right?
For now.
So should we take calls?
Oh, we should definitely
take some calls, right? Yeah. Should we take some calls?
The number
is 424-256-1633. We're going to take some calls, and you guys can have a little chit-chat with us. Give us your intake on what happened tonight.
We want to know what you guys think. What was that number again? 424?
424-256-1633. I could never be a sex operator.
Call us, loves.
Call us.
424. So what are,
like, do you guys think that it's going to go to another network, or what do you guys think?
VH1, like, I mean, we already got, like, Love and Hip Hop. We got RuPaul's Drag Race moved from Logo to VH1. So mm-hmm. I just feel like there's so much going on with VH1, mm-hmm. with their reality television content. And Oxygen, I feel like, is just going towards a different direction.
Caller,
like,
on the line.
Oh. Caller, mm-hmm. caller.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. How are you? This way.
It's Ja from New York. I called, like, a few times before.
Oh, hey. How are you?
Good. I'm chilling.
How did you like the episode tonight?
It was pretty good. I felt like you guys said, a lot of things were rushed, you know. I felt like Seven and Key shouldn't have went home. Mm-hmm. They should have stayed till the end and, like, see how that went, you know, because right. they kind of pulled the Stassi and, you know, fought the girls to the at the last night, well, kind of the last Shoot. Night. So.
Thank you.
So who was your favorite and who was your least from the pack?
Oh, yeah. See, now my favorite is Seven. And my least favorite is Key, Little Key.
Little Key?
And that's funny because they're friends. But
right.
Yeah, but I just didn't. I like Seven because I feel like she just was like she wanted to be herself, but I think she did be herself. Like she just wanted to like stand out. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't know like how I say it. Like she was herself. Like if she wanted to do something, she would do it. Mm-hmm. Like she didn't want to do it, she didn't do it. She also like told Little Key like off when she was coming at the Shayla and that and stuff like that. So like she was staying true to herself. Like she didn't keep her mouth shut. She didn't have no mute button. She wasn't like the Shayla and like kept it mute and walked away mm-hmm. from stuff. Like she let it be known like what was her problem and just... and then like I didn't like
is everything okay over there?
Yeah, my little brother's going crazy. And then I didn't like Key because like I liked her. Like she had those points like she would like be like sad one moment and like I would like feel for her and then like after I wouldn't because like she would change up like really fast. So that was like the biggest problem.
So you didn't like Fran or anybody else? He's like,
yeah, I mean Fran. Yeah. Fran was cool. She had a turn up moment. So like that's what I liked her for. Cause she was like, you know, she was the one who wanted to party and do all this and, you know, run and flip and do all those backflips and stuff in the house and, you know, wanted to have fun and stuff. Like I like Big Key too, but cause I call her. I remember when you guys were on and she was on and I called and I was telling her, you know, she got to stop falling. So, so yeah. I mean, Big Key, I liked her too. She was, you know, good. And they need to do Bad Girls Club for VH1. Mm-hmm. And I would like to see it done a little bit better. And I feel like this season was a little bit short and it could have been prolonged.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I feel like when Key and Seven left, they should have stayed longer.
I definitely agree too. I wanted them to stay.
And
I wanted to see some more action.
You can tell they were just like, we gotta wrap this season up. Yeah. We gotta go. Gotta go, girls.
Yeah. So they should have stayed longer, or if anything like that, they should have like replaced themselves.
Yeah, you're right. Hey, hello. Well, thank you for calling in. I hope to see you, you know, keep in touch with us and keep watching us on AfterBuzz TV.
Yes.
Thank you for your loyal support and keep calling. And thank you so much, because without you guys, we can't even keep this show up. So thank you.
Exactly. Thank you, guys.
Yeah. Yes. And I love you, Camila.
Oh, I
and
love you, too.
And Casey. Make sure they don't tell you that you look like the Shayla because you don't, and you with your own self as your season. And I love doing your season.
Thank you.
So, and Ollie, yes, I love you, that you're a new addition and you came in and you did what you did and you're doing what you're doing and you're on the chat and stuff.
Thank you. So, I appreciate that.
And Kristen, I love her too.
Kristen. So awesome.
She's the best. Thank you, New York, New York.
Yes. East Coast.
Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day. Have a great day. Or is it nighttime? Have a good night.
No, it's night. Oh, right. Oh, and Top Model went on VH1 too. So like VH1's wrapping up those VH1 shows.
Yeah, definitely getting wrapped up.
Racking them in.
Caller on the line.
Hey,
caller, you're on the line.
How are you guys? I love
that
new edition. Hello. Hello.
Can you turn down your radio in the back? Thank you.
Hello?
Hello? Hello? Caller, caller? Okay.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
I think
dude.
They still had it on.
Yeah, I heard
it. I can hear you talking.
Yeah.
It was like delayed.
It was awkward. I was like,
so while we're waiting for another call, what's on your bucket list?
Ooh, we got to make our own wall.
Yeah, you got to make our own
points.
Wall.
Our AfterBuzz wall.
Oh, my God. We should have did that this whole season. Dang, that's something we should have done.
We
should have
did that for us. We whack.
We are whack. Kristen, why didn't we think about that?
Oh, wait. I think we got a call.
We have a caller?
Hello?
When they did the opera, that was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. All those. That ice up the butt, though. So would you put ice up your butt? I mean, it's going to melt.
I mean, in your butt or up your butt?
Hey.
In your butt. No. Hey.
What's up, Camila?
What's up?
This is DeMario from the Bay Area. I called in before.
Oh, hey, DeMario. How are you?
I'm fine. I just wanted to call in to let you guys know who my favorite and my least favorite is.
Okay. And who is that?
My favorite. My least favorite, I'm going to agree with Casey over there, Kayla. I don't really like the little key.
Mm-hmm.
She was kind of a little bit too much the whole season. And my favorite was Bree, just because she kept it real throughout the whole season.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since she met.
I agree with you. Yeah. For sure.
What are your predictions for the reunion?
Well, I actually seen, like, damn near the whole reunion because BGCT posts everything.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
BGCT?
They do post everything.
Yeah. Oh, man.
All the fights. I know the fights and everything.
So are they on right now?
I already... Yeah, it's on BGCT. They posted all the fights.
Oh man, shoot. They always
I can't watch. I
can't look at the spoilers. But every time they do that, it's always somebody in the audience, and it's like, who posted this? You know what I mean? Like they always spoil it. But well, you already know what's going on. Like, so
it looks like a producer or someone. I don't know.
Maybe.
But they posted all the fights and everything. So. I already know about what happened at the reunion, but I am excited to see Erica Mena on there again, though.
Oh. Yes, Erica's back for the hosting and commentating, guess, with asking the girls questions inside.
Tanisha looked good.
Tanisha looked great.
Really good. Like
she's getting smaller by the minute. Yes. Oh my God! Like Tanisha, the last time I saw you, it was like you look different. Like I'm like, damn, I need to like see her,
girl,
like physically,
good,
like
not that.
Like man.
Yeah, Tanisha's really beautiful. I love Tanisha.
Man. Yeah, she is gorgeous. Well, thank you for calling.
This episode is brought to you by ServiceNow, the AI platform for business transformation. AI is only as powerful as the platform it's built into. Enter ServiceNow. It puts AI to work for people, for employees, for developers, and even your customers, removing frustration and supercharging productivity. On our intelligent platform, AI isn't just a promise. It's happening today. That's why the world works with ServiceNow. To learn more, visit servicenow.com/AI for people.
We appreciate your love and support.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Love you, Kayla.
Love you too.
You're so sweet.
Oh. Are we getting another call?
Oh, let's get another caller. So, bucket list. What's on your bucket list?
I want to go to the Eiffel Tower for my birthday.
Caller on the line.
Because it's Valentine's. Well, it's February 13th, but
next
Valentine's.
Year.
Like, yeah, hey, I don't know when, caller. But it's on my bucket list, maybe.
Hello?
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 Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
We're good. Hey. What's up? How did you feel about tonight's episode?
It was pretty good.
Hello?
Hello?
I think we lost you.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I just want to say
Camilla and
Hello?
Hello?
Ooh, we have some technical difficulties.
Wait, I think you're hanging up on people.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, no, I don't know what's happening on the call line, but if you guys would like to call, it's 424.
You got a caller on the line.
Okay, caller on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
What's that? You're calling from Atlanta, Georgia?
Hi. Hey. How are you?
Hot Atlanta.
Hey.
So what did you feel
about? Good.
Hmm? How did you feel about tonight's episode? The final countdown.
It was all right. Okay. I don't really think that Key and Seven are so ungrateful because the people that they didn't like, they actually supported them with everything they do. But
right.
Mm-hmm. Key did all that extra stuff, put her hands on her neck and stuff, and want to play victim and just attack them.
Right.
And Seven, she disappointed me because I like from the beginning. I thought she was real. I thought she was like gonna be the main girl who's gonna run the house and who's gonna say what's real. But she turns out being Key sidekick.
Yeah, I like that. Nobody else said that this whole time. Good point.
I just feel like they just really wanted to showcase like them being tough girls, and it's like, let's have a good time already. Like, can we turn up?
You know,
so many places.
You know, my favorite is Big Key, because even though she lost, you know, a lot of fights, mm-hmm. she's been falling all the time the whole season, However, she's not afraid to be like, okay, whatever, it is what it is. Mm-hmm. I'll fight you again, but it would be needed.
She's hilarious. I love her.
Yeah, the sense of humor helps. Whereas with Seven, you know, she can say all this mess in confessionals, but she never confronts like Key when she says stuff like Key. And it's like, just say something. If you have, like, Key's probably not going to do something. She'll probably respect you more.
Right. She's like, I thought I was going to put my food down. She is hilarious.
Honestly,
I think Key is a hypocrite because she don't know how to take her own advice sometimes.
Yep.
She don't know how to. She says some really smart stuff, but somehow do different. I'm like, wait, where this girl went? I'm like, you saying all this good, intelligent stuff, but what happened?
Exactly.
Sometimes people dummy themselves down to make people like, you know, to pretend, because she's clearly intelligent. She knows how to speak well. Mm-hmm. Like when she sits down and really talks and articulates her words and everything, she's a very smart girl. So I don't understand. But, you know, like I said, she's, you know, younger than me, and you just go through shit. Fuck it.
Right. And then her uncle died. So, yeah. She's going through stuff.
Big Key people died, but, too?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, she said in her interview, she said she born in the hood. They made her fight a lot. So, she fought a lot in her life. So, yeah.
Yeah.
She's not my least favorite, but she's not the person. She's not my favorite, but she's just not the person I would like to hang around with in the real world.
Right.
Because she been yelling all the. Because I'm not the type of person. I don't like yelling like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like all that yelling. Mm-hmm. But, yeah.
Well, thank you for calling
in. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Love you too.
Love you too.
So cute.
He's like,
all right.
Bye, bitches.
Super cute.
Do we have another caller?
Yes, we do.
Hello, caller. What's up?
Hey, finally I got in touch with you guys. Hopefully it doesn't hang up this time.
Oh no,
hey,
we had a little technical difficulty going on. I don't know what was going on in the back of the room.
I know.
But what's up? How did you like the episode tonight?
I just want to say Kayla and Camilla, y'all like my favorite Bad Girls. Like, I've been watching Bad Girls because from like season one.
Thank
and like
you.
Y'all are two of my favorites.
Somebody still loves us,
Kayla. Girl, bye. You know
How do you feel about this being like a last season of Bad Girls Clubs on Oxygen?
I hate it so much, even though I feel like the season kind of did like fall off, like after like season, I want to say 9. Mm-hmm. Like after season 9, I feel like the season's kind of got like a little played out. I feel like this season was kind of like bringing it back. Mm-hmm. So I hate that it's like falling off, but hopefully a network picks it back up so that way they can reprogram like Bad Girls Club, yeah, like back to the basics of what it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I can agree with like, that.
My favorites this season, I kind of like all the girls. Like, I love Seven just because she had, like, the pretty face. She was, like, the pretty quiet one, but she wasn't afraid to pop off. But mm-hmm. I hate to say, like, I really like Key, like, Big Key. Because, right. like, she'd get beat up, and then she'd get back up and be like, what's mm-hmm. up? Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, mm-hmm. like, she ain't care.
Yeah, yeah. Big Key, I have to say, like I said, she's like a roly-poly. Like, she rolls and falls down, but she gets back up. You know what I mean?
She's a person, man.
I'm sure she's
she
cute.
She was rolling with the punches all season. She
and
was rolling
with
the punches all season.
She's such a little cutie pie. Like, when I see her pictures on Instagram, when like, I don't follow most of the girls, but, like, I see them on the, like, Explore mm-hmm, page and everything, yeah. and I can do my likes here and there. So, mm-hmm, I ain't mm-hmm, a hater, you know? Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for calling us.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yes, bye. Thank you for listening and watching.
Oh, it's going to be so sad to not be able to see you guys after next week. Is it a two-part?
Wait,
or
no,
is it a one
I don't
part?
Know. No, there's got to be a two-part. There's got to be a two-part reunion.
I hope it's a two-part so I can see you guys more. You
yeah.
know?
They're gonna
we
it.
Live close enough we to see each other, and I work in Long Beach, okay?
Oh, you do?
I still work out there,
okay,
so I'm
well,
out there every day.
I thought
literally.
You were in school now.
No, that too, but
oh,
I'm still,
thing.
Yeah.
Thank Go you. Ahead, girl.
I'm trying.
Well, what are our predictions for next week? And
this last caller.
Oh, sure. Let's take a last caller. Okay.
They hung
up. Sorry.
Oh, wait. Here we go.
Oh, you're back. Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Hi.
Hello. Am I speaking to Camilla and Kayla?
Yes.
Yes. You're so excited.
You guys.
Aww. Thank you. How are you?
Kayla KC up in this bitch.
Hey.
Yes.
Take a shot to that. He turned up.
And then, like, I'm not the one.
Let it be known. Send it out to messages.
Throwback.
So I'm what did you think really about the episode tonight? You turned up. You probably had a couple shots. What's that? Let us know.
I have a lot of opinions. First off, DeShayla, it's hard to say because, like, she's a grown woman. She can do what she wanted to do. She can go out with whoever she wants to.
Right.
But at the same time, like, why didn't you show up to the reunion if you know you're not guilty?
Well, I did like, she wasn't at the reunion. I was like, where's the shame? I didn't see any dreads.
Oh, I didn't pay attention to that.
She doesn't come up to the reunion. I already know that.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
BGC too.
And then Kiara, first off, she wants to sneak Brianna because Brianna gave her them L's, and she's like, I don't take L's. Like,
Brianna did.
I didn't like
paws.
Kiara this season because she complained a whole lot, and then she, like, continuously bullied Sayora in the beginning and was like,
right.
it's just too much.
Mm-hmm. Right. I agree. What about Fran? How do you feel about Fran?
You know.
Everybody's like,
you know.
The pause.
I love it.
And then Fran can't do the same thing for Kiki. That's just like, really, because, like, Kiki beat up, well, she lost, but she fought Brianna for Fran, but Fran didn't fight Seven for sneaking Kiki.
Mm.
That's like, you know, girl, Kiki's had your back all season, but
right.
she's never seen you actually have Kiki's back.
Right.
I wasn't green. So overall
Good
for the
point.
Season, do you feel like this season was better than last season, or, like, what's your intake on the whole season?
Well, I didn't like last season that much, but only because, like, there were so few people that were likable. Mm-hmm. Like, I liked Persuasion a little bit, but, like, sometimes she would go back and forth through different places.
Yeah.
This season, it was, like, different because, like, you know, everybody's flip-floppy. Brianna didn't like
almost
Fran, but now
right.
she's cool with Fran.
Mm-hmm.
She likes Sayora, but now through the blogs and BGCT, shout out to BGCT,
yes.
we find out that her and Sayora aren't cool anymore.
Yeah,
so it's kind of like you never know who's cool with whom. Key and Seven aren't cool with Shay anymore. It's like who's cool with who this season? I don't even know.
We shall wait and see. Well, thank you.
But I'm excited for the reunion because I heard a lot of stories, and I heard that Susan's gonna be fighting bitches, and I heard that Seven and Kiki are gonna have their round two. I'm excited.
Well, we'll have to wait and see for next week. So that brings us into our predictions. So we're gonna have to call you back, or you're gonna have to call us next week.
Call, yeah, please.
I probably will.
Yeah.
Well, do what you do, boo.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem.
He's so turned up. I need to be on his level.
I know, right?
On 10.
I gotta go drive in a couple minutes. Like,
really? You have to drive far?
Traffic.
I'm in traffic too.
I've never
been. Predictions.
Ooh, no. I've been rolling my R's in my ethnics class.
Predictions. What's your predictions?
No. Oh, okay. Well. Wow.
Take a pause. It's like everyone else. Fight.
But I don't know. I saw Susan get into it. She was getting like her hair pulled at one point.
It's painful.
It's going to be a really interesting reunion because this is the first reunion in a while where there's not a whole lot of girls. Like, there's only 8 girls, and we're so used to having so many replacements. So I think this is going to be like a really intimate reunion, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. So, and I think a lot of people in the chat have been saying it's a 2-part, and I predicted that it's going to be a 2-part reunion. So. We're going to get the girls come in and, you know, see what happens.
Ooh, for me, my prediction is that Susan is going to come in trying to be more buff than what she was.
Oh, yeah, because she left so early.
Excuse me, that was a wine. Like,
I need a moment.
Such a fucking lady.
The wine got to me, y'all. No, I'm kidding. But no, so... Susan, I think that she's going to, you know, buck up a little bit. And then I think as far as DeShayla, we already know she's not coming. Key, I think they're going to be fighting. Key, Brianna, also Big Key. So Little Key, Bree, all that, they're going to be fighting, definitely.
It's so lame that Shay didn't show up to the reunion. Like,
not unpredictable. I mean, she's not that tough, you know? So she felt like probably like Seven, the fighters of the show is going to want to kick my ass. They're going to talk shit. Mm-hmm. She's not going to be able to voice her opinion. So you might as well just sit in the room and just talk to the producers and answer your questions so that you can get your, you know, your point across, because these girls are going to attack you. They don't like you. You left. It's just a bunch of hoorah. So I think personally that it's going to be a shit fucking show.
I can't wait
to see it. So, you know, I have my little days where I can watch Ratchet Television. Mm-hmm. Have it all in one day. So this concludes my Ratchet Television.
Oh, you do it all in one day?
Well, I try to, like, you know, when Dylan is, like, asleep, because I try not to watch stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's already that our mama is from Bad Girls Club. God. I can't hide or deny it. So,
right.
You know, but... That's our show, everybody. And where can we find you, Ollie?
Well, you can find me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer.
I have sniffles. I'm sorry, you guys. You guys, it's because my puppies be licking me all in my face and stuff, and I think I just came down with something. Okay, but you can find me at Bad Girl KC. That's going to be my Snapchat and my Twitter. And then back by Popular Demand, that's with 2 K's. Stuffy nose. 2 K's, y'all. Hit me up. That's Instagram.
Holla. And I'm your girl, Camila, and you can find me on Instagram and Snapchat at The Real Camila P, and you can find me on Twitter at I Am Camila P, and that is our show for today. Bad Girls Club, see you next week for the reunion.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.